Chapter 2 Translator, Zia Editor, Ogna. On the day of departure, more than 10,000 people of Dingliang City came to send Zhenbian Empress. The horse-drawn carriages of Zhenbian Empress were loaded with more than 20 drivers, forming a long motorcade. Xu Xuan, the Empress of Zhenbian, took 2,000 soldiers to escort her. Because the number of legal guards for the Wang was 2,000, she brought no more and no less, so no one had anything to criticize. With more than 20 horse-drawn carriages and 2,000 soldiers, it took an hour for the team to walk out of Dingliang. After traveling on the road for more than half a month, they finally reached the capital from Dingliang. When the Empress of Zhenbian returned to the capital, the Dowager Maiden, Yan Yunshan, personally led the courtesy officials to welcome her. At the restaurant of Yunshangju, which has recently gained fame in the capital, Lu Jilan's servant, Lai Kai, with a bitter face, asked in confusion, "Miss, the Empress of Zhenbian returned to the capital, why don't you go to see it?" "That's the Zhenbian Empress, it is said that Zhuk Street is completely surrounded, and the enclosure is very tight." Lu Jilan disdainfully knocked the fan on the lower frame of the wooden window, thinking, "The Empress of Zhenbian, the three words, you can't end well when you listen. It's too late, you want to go there? Miss, what kind of person do you think Empress Zhenbian's daughter is? I heard that she has excellent martial arts skills, and she led her troops to chase the remnants of Dawen for hundreds of miles. She is a great woman," Lai Kai said with dazzling eyes. "Yes, which woman who doesn't worship such a woman who rode the horse and had multiple military exploits?" Soi Zhao was so far from the capital, but the Zhenbian Empress daughter's name had spread more loudly than many noble women in the capital. The Empress of Zhenbian had become old, and since ancient times, she had not seen any bald-head generals, but the people of Dian were incredibly relieved that the Empress of Zhenbian had a daughter. She can keep the peace of Dian for another 100 years. Lu Jilan thought, in the thousands of years of history of the Dazonghua family, how many generals have been able to achieve success? Pity these people, unlike her, who have been influenced by the culture of conspiracy and political struggle by the big flower cultivators for thousands of years, and they don't even understand this. Lu Jilan looked at her little servant sympathetically. Lai Kai was baffled. "Miss, why are you looking at me like that? Is there any dirt on my face?" He touched his face suspiciously. Lu Jilan immediately knocked Lai Kai's head with a fan, and stood up and said, "Let's go, find young Master Mo." Lai Kai gave a cry and followed behind aggrievedly, complaining, "Miss, I don't understand you anymore. Du Gongzi is so virtuous and beautiful, and he is still the prince. Why do you have to divorce and end up pursuing the son of an ugly and unsalted businessman? How degrading!" Lu Jilan suddenly turned around, drew a fan on Lai Kai's face, and warned, "Lai Kai, if this is the case, don't let me hear it a second time. Master Mo will be my true husband in the future. No matter how good Prince Du is, compared to him, he is only a firefly in front of the white moon. If you don't get it, I don't lack boys who understand things." Lai Kai immediately knelt down and racked his brains to search the previous words of his masters praising young Master Mo, and anxiously said, "Miss, it's this slave who is evil. Young Master Mo is independent like a bamboo, clear and breezy, is a rare person in the world, and Miss is a natural match. It's pretty much the same. If you let young Master Mo hear you, I'll take you and feed you to the dogs." "I know, I know." Lu Jilan nodded in satisfaction, disgustedly slanted a glance at the person kneeling on the ground trembling, and said, "Get up." "Thank you, miss, thank you, miss." Lai Kai climbed up and couldn't help but wipe the cold sweat all over his head. The Dowager Maiden greeted Zhenbian Empress, and Xu Ting dismounted with her mother to salute. The Dowager Maiden immediately helped the Empress of Zhenbian Xu Xuan, and Xu Ting also followed and stood up straight. "Empress of Zhenbian has defeated the Dawen this time, set the alliance of Shanggao, and promoted the prestige of Dai An, which is really the Great Wall of Dian." The Dowager Maiden said warmly and earnestly, "Master Xu, the Mother Emperor has been waiting for you in the palace for a long time." Xu Xuan immediately clasped her hands and bowed in the direction of the palace and said loudly, "I am honored, I am greatly loved by your majesty." After waiting for Empress to finish expressing her loyalty, the Dowager Maiden said, "Master Xu, let's go." The Dowager Maiden turned back on the horse, and rode on the horse. She also learned to ride and shoot. In order to show her courtesy to the meritorious minister, she also stood alongside Xu Ting and Xu Xuan. Xu Ting almost grew up on horseback, and was so heroic when she rode her horse that even the Dowager Maiden lost some of her temperament. Although Yan Yunshan has been crowned as the Dowager Maiden, it does not mean that her position was secure. In the palace, apart from the Queen of Jun, there was also an imperial noble maiden who is separated from the Queen of Jun, and the imperial noble maiden also has an imperial maiden, the fourth imperial maiden Yan Yuntong, who was highly appreciated by the emperor. Therefore, if the Empress of Zhenbian could be the first to win over the newly Empress of the Border who had returned to the capital, it would have a great effect help Empress Dowager to stabilize her position. So the Dowager Maiden conversed cordially with Xu Ting, asking many questions about the border crossing. But the Xu family didn't stand in line. Xu Ting knew that the Xu family must be the Emperor's hardcore loyal minister. In the position of the Empress of Zhenbian, it was like walking on a cliff. The Xu family would not express any particularity to any emperor. Your Highness has spoken too highly, as a military general of Dayan, this is just a matter of duty. The Xu family's daughter should do her best for Dayan, Xu Ting said. When she entered the palace, the emperor was already sitting on the dragon chair, and the female officer announced in a loud voice, Empress Xu Xuan of Zhenbian is here to see you. Xu Ting followed Xu Xuan into the hall to salute the emperor. This was the first time Xu Ting saw the Empress Dayan. After straightening herself, she only swept a glance and looked down. The ministers could not look directly at Tian Yan, which was disrespectful. The Emperor Feng Wei was threatening, and her body was enveloped with a strong oppressive force. On the contrary, Xu Ting didn't notice her appearance at all. She only remembered that she was a woman with a serious face. Xu Xuan performed a military commander's salute, half-kneeling, with her hands up to return the military amulet of the Zhenbian army. The emperor satisfactorily looked at the military amulet presented by the empress and signaled the female officer to declare the decree. The female officer took out the imperial decree and read it out. Almost all of it was the emperor's rewards for the Empress of Zhenbian. Unfortunately, Xu Xuan was already unqualified, so the emperor could only give the mansion and the rare treasures. Chin this, Xu Xuan and Xu Ting half kneeled to receive the decree, thank you, master, for your kindness. The Zhenbian Empress's mansion personally gifted by the emperor was repaired by the Ministry of Industry when the Xu family was still in Soizhou. After the Xu family arrived in the capital, they could move in immediately. Xu Ting's father, Han Ji, commanded his servants to unload the things from the car in a hurry, and then placed them one by one in the courtyard. On the gate, the plaque of Zhenbian Empress's palace has long been hung up. It was ridiculous that the Zhenbian Empress was not there, but no one in the entire capital dared to despise the Xu family and the palace. Xu Ting still had no official position. What position would be given to the mother and daughter of the Xu family was a headache to Wen Qidi, but Xu Ting was not in a hurry at all. The Zhenbian palace gradually returned to order and it was considered to have settled down in the capital. While many interactions have begun, invitations, snowflakes flew into the Zhenbian palace. When the Zhenbian empress returned to the capital, almost the entire capital was watching the Xu family, each with their own plans. In the emperor's harem, Queen Jun went to pay respects to the emperor dowager. The current Queen Jun was personally picked by the emperor dowager when the emperor was still the prince. Therefore, since she married into the East Palace, she had been very close to the Emperor Dowager. The Emperor Dowager believed in Buddhism, and a statue of red sandalwood Buddha was enshrined in the palace, with red sandalwood Buddhist beads on her hands. He has grown many white hairs on his head, and he hasn't dusted powder for a long time, his face is peaceful, and he was dressed in plain and pure clothes, just like a peaceful and kind Buddha. Han Er is here? Queen Jun hurriedly went up to hold the Emperor Dowager's hand and helped her to sit down on the couch next to her. Uncle, I'm here. The Emperor Dowager touched the Buddhist beads and asked, the Empress of Zhenbian returned to the capital yesterday, right? Queen Jun, yes, it was Chen Er who personally went to the palace to welcome her. Emperor Dowager, I heard that the Empress of Zhenbian has a daughter, right? Queen Jun, yes, the daughter of the Empress of Zhenbian is called Xu Ting. Emperor Dowager, the Empress of Zhenbian is very powerful, and her daughter must also be a great master. Queen Jun, Uncle is right, His Majesty also praised Zhenbian Empress daughter's grace and elegance, Zhenbian Empress's family will not worry. The Emperor Dowager nodded in satisfaction and said, that's good, in that case, Han Er, what do you think about giving Wen Wei a wife? Queen Jun was stunned, Wen Wei, the son of Min Jiaqing, Master Yan Shu. At that time, the head of Min Jiaqing married Du Gan, the official minister, and gave birth to a son called Du Xian, who was later named Wen Wei, country head by the Emperor Dowager. The Emperor Dowager murmured, this child's father died early and lived a bitter life. Ever since Min Jia married and died in depression, I have always felt indebted to you, Tai Jun Mei. Wen Wei is now 19, I am thinking of finding him a good wife and family, so that the rest of his life will not be wasted. Yes, why not? I will discuss it with your majesty when I return.